In government, we're public servants. We work for the taxpayers, and I'm always trying to go above and beyond to make sure that we're delivering the right services at a very efficient pace, but most importantly, doing the things that they want us to do.
Pensacola Mayor Ashton Hayward. The findings include more than 69% of those surveyed during a five-week period in October and November believe the city is heading in the right direction, and a 14 percentage point jump in those who say they're satisfied or very satisfied with the value of city services.
I really enjoy the partnership with UWF and the Haas Center. In my role, you're always working harder and trying to do a better job, so it really gives me that feedback and that data that we need to be better.
It's the third survey of its kind by the University of West Florida's Haas Center. Amy Newberg oversaw the project, which was conducted in two parts. First, contacting Pensacola residents over the phone.
Taking a random sample of phone numbers based on their addresses that are within the city limits. We don't really have any real information about who these individuals are. We go through the entire list. One distinction about our survey is that this is City of Pensacola residents only.
Part two is conducting intercept surveys at various events.
We regularly went to the Palafox Market. We went to multiple events as part of the Fufu Fest and the Greater Gulf Coast Arts Fair. We were really looking to go to events that were open and public and free and available to all city residents.
One media report has criticized the survey, contending that West Pensacola was underrepresented. Newbern says with a random sample, you get what you get.
Not all respondents are going to pick up the phone, but it's really important for us to note that every person that had a phone number and was within the city limits had an equal chance of being picked. It may just be that these individuals were less likely to pick up the phone.
Crunching the numbers, the survey identified three areas of concern compared to five such areas in the 2015 edition. Once again, Mayor Ashton Hayward.
When you look at our parks and service, that got a really high mark, and how we addressed our parks is very important, and public safety got a high mark. And so those are areas for me, public safety is number one every morning. So those areas were eliminated, which was tremendous for us.
The three remaining areas of concern are stormwater infrastructure, streets, and sidewalks.
On the stormwater, we've been able to get close to $20 million in grants the last few years. The Corey and Jones Stormwater Park will be coming online next year. Sidewalks, we're doing an inventory right now, and we're going to use the LOST money that we'll be receiving in 2018 to improve those areas. We're doing the resurfacing program. Close to 1,800 blocks of roads will be resurfaced.
When it comes to city services, respondents gave high marks to the fire department, which received the highest overall grade, followed by recycling, garbage, and yard waste services. On the other end, recreational opportunities and community centers lost some ground, according to the Haas Center's Amy Newberg.
But you also saw a statistically significant decline, which means that people really felt differently about these areas than they did last year. There were some other areas that declined as well, but we found that it wasn't a statistically significant difference.
Out of a random sample poll of nearly 14,000 Pensacolians, 444 were sampled in the Haas Center survey, which has about a 4.5-point margin of error. The survey can be found at cityofpensacola.com. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.